Hey guys, this is Bill again. Hello, how are you? Well, today's video, I talked about working with brand new flight attendants. Well, almost 17 years ago, yours truly was a new flight attendant as well. Let me tell you what happened. Okay, so, training is very, very stressful. And so during training, they fitted us for uniforms the first week of training. But by the end of training, I had lost 12 pounds. 12 pounds of because I was so stressed out. Every time we had a break, I would run to the bathroom and just throw up. So yeah, I lost 12 pounds. So picture me on my first day. My clothes are way too big for me. So I look like a little kid in wearing his big brother's pants, big brother shirt that did not fit me, and I looked a hot mess. I ain't gonna lie. It didn't look good. So, I'm excited about meeting my crew, and I meet my crew, and it turns out I hit the lottery on this one because the crew on my first trip and my second trip were, I think, the nastiest people that were working at the airline at that time. I heard they no longer work for the airlines. And I'm not surprised. But, let me tell you what happened. It's like I go in, I'm scared. And I introduce myself, and the flight attendant says to me, "I hate people. I can't stand new people." So right there, that's just gonna be really, really good times for all of us. That really am lying. It was horrible. They didn't help me at all. They left me alone and pretty much abandoned me at the airport. They made sure to be extra nasty, then told me they were being nasty to me, and then dared me to do something about it. So that's how it was when I first started. I got shoved by the flight attendant. One went through my section, told everybody that I was new, I didn't know what I was doing. And so, I've talked about that before, but think about it. You work so hard in training, it's so stressful. That I cannot believe that anybody would do that to anybody, especially if it was done to them. Then they should know better. They know how it feels. But unfortunately, some people still dealing with things, and that's how it is. That's how it is. And so one thing that I learned is that I would never ever treat somebody the way they treated me. And then further on you hear that's how they treat everybody. So I thought, well, okay, it's not that bad. But still, I was brand new. You don't do that to anybody. So I've flown with new people. And I try to encourage them and stuff, but you know how some people that have problems cannot be helped? Some new flight attendants cannot be helped. I mean, you try and they just shove you away. They don't want to hear it. They know what they're doing. And it's like, whoa. For example, this one poor girl, she came on, and a brand new first day, full flight, every seat taken. And she goes, I'm going to go count the passengers. I says, oh, you don't need to count. Every single seat is full. We have 143 passengers. You don't count. No, I was told to count. So she proceeded to start going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is not going to go well for her. And the poor thing lasted 1 week and was gone. And the sad thing about that is that all the training that they go through, it's stressful. It is stressful. People take up smoking. Me, I lost all that weight. And it's not easy. It's not easy thing to go through. And then on top of that, to get yourself fired, it's worse. So, you know, I was working with these two guys yesterday, and I told them both. I said, listen, if you make a mistake, realize that you made a mistake, own up to it, move on. I said, we all make mistakes. You can't sit and dwell, like I did, on all the mistakes. Because what happened to me? Well, I internalized it all. Said it was about me. I wasn't good enough. I shouldn't be there. And so what happened is that I started self-medicating with food. And I gained a lot of weight. So I really don't want anybody to go through what I went through. So I make sure that they're having as good experience as they can. Because really, come on. People, why? I want someone to tell me what is the justification for making somebody feel absolutely horrible. Yes, I know that the mean flight attendants are using that as a... What do you call it? I'm at a loss for words. Come on, words, hit me. It's a defense mechanism. See, they keep the people out because there's something in them that they don't want. And so they're, it's out of fear, really. It's out of dumb fears, jealousy, pettiness. And you'll see that sometimes. But just know that is a very small number. But it turns out that all the small number of those people, I got. Apparently, I expected that. And so what I expect, that's what I got. I kept getting nasty person after nasty person after nasty person. And that made me a little bitter. And so it's just, for somebody that has never worked a job before, flight attendant, that's a big thing in their life. And so the goal is to make them feel welcome. Because they are pushing your seniority up if you're a senior flight attendant. And make them feel like they are worthy of being there, because they are. Just as you were when you started flying. And so folks, when you get on a plane, a simple thing, tell a flight attendant, oh, wow, I like that blouse. I like your shoes. Well, that's a cool necklace or something. One kind word can turn around an entire bad day. Seriously. So, that's it. It's actually a short podcast. It was kind of off the cuff, but I flew with new guys, and they were absolutely great. And I hope that continues with these great people, and that they get amazing people that welcome them in. And so I am going to say bye, because I'm going to iron my clothes because I'm flying tomorrow. And so, please, if you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, please subscribe. I need revenue. I need revenue. Subscribe and then press the little bell icon, and that'll notify you when the next new amazing, fantastic videos come on. Okay, guys, bye-bye.